This is the brief on global chatbot safety mandates and their hidden compliance costs. You know, Washington, Brussels, Colorado, and Georgia just moved in lockstep to regulate conversational AI, but they conveniently ignored one massive question: who actually pays for it? First, as you'll see, there's strict global alignment, from the US's proposed GUARD Act to the EU's AI Act by August 2026, down to Colorado and Georgia's SB 540, the core architecture is identical. AI's got to disclose it's a machine, verify age, and build crisis protocols. But look at the enforcement sequence. The GUARD Act sets a federal standard but directly deputizes 50 state attorneys general to enforce it. So, what does this mean? Well, it's kind of like Congress imposing a nationwide speed limit, but telling 50 local police departments to enforce it without buying them a single radar gun. Second, there's a huge unfunded mandate risk. The GUARD Act gives literally $0 to tech companies building these safeguards, and zero to the state AGs. A Congressional Budget Office cost estimate hasn't even been published yet. Because the government isn't funding this infrastructure, that financial weight crashes straight onto the private sector. Finally, the legal liabilities for startups are absolutely staggering. Under the GUARD Act, failing to comply triggers civil penalties up to $100,000 for basic failures and $250,000 for higher-tier offenses, and that is per individual violation. Founders got to instantly build complex identity databases and features like Georgia's mandatory every 3 hours recurring disclosure clock. With no big platform carve-outs, the cost of serving a minor just literally skyrocketed. Governments have finally agreed on what safe AI looks like, but until they fund the enforcement, startups are the ones left holding the massive compliance bill.